What exciting times are just around the corner, and we await our own opportunity to speak with you through your media systems. We have much to tell you about, and are already fully prepared for that occasion. The 12th of January 2012, Wanderer of the Skies Galactic Federation Mothership, greetings from the Galactic Federation. What must come to pass is presently being discussed at the highest levels of your world governments. Behind closed doors and through emissaries to the various other governments around the world. As time draws closer to the inevitable, your leaders are aware that they cannot stop the tide of E.T.UFO disclosure sweeping over your planet. They know that they will either be swept away by this tide or they must decide to take the reins and make disclosure their own. Their ability to waffle on this topic amazes even us as we see them fight among themselves for a common ground. Once reached, someone inevitably backs off and the process starts all over again. We wait in the background for what must be done, if not done so by your own people. You will have noticed a slight decrease in the sightings of late, although those sightings that have made it to your news have been of a more spectacular nature. This is about to change. We are now in another stage of the disclosure process wherein the revealing of our craft to you will become more pronounced. A major meeting of all factions of the Galactic Federation has recently been held. This was a very big event, not only in numbers but also in importance. It was the final preparation meeting of all involved to go over every detail of the coming events, including the political, social, religious, emotional, mental, and physical ramifications of the disclosure event. This meeting was held aboard one of our great spaceships, a living machine so large as to dwarf your understanding of construction. Although the physical space was not really necessary to this process, as we have telepathically discussed much of these issues, from time to time, we convene physically to resolve issues better dealt with in that fashion. Among those represented were Earth humans, who voiced their opinions about coming events and whose opinions were held in the highest regard. Although you have been beset with many setbacks over the years, we are excited by the prospects of the coming months and what this has in store for all of us. Bring yourselves to feel once again your excitement for the times in which you have chosen to live and the manner in which you have awoken to the truth. Your thoughts will create waves which will act as beacons for the truth, and this truth will return to you powerfully. The 16th of January 2012. The Galactic Federation Meetings on Disclosure. Greg Giles, please see to your affairs at home. As we have forewarned many times, the many changes for your civilization are quickly approaching. Final preparations are being made for the disclosure announcements to begin to filter out into your world through your media outlets. Do not wait for one big announcement that will act like the shot heard around the world, but rather listen for some announcements from media outlets with smaller viewership, as this is the final plan we have decided upon in our last meeting of all the many groups involved in this project. This was decided upon as to lessen the severity of far-reaching initial announcements, as our monitoring services foresaw large disruptions to your societies and we wish to avoid this scenario. With a series of several smaller announcements, we foresee fewer disruptions in your services and many less individuals succumbing to fear and panic. Keep your eyes and ears open, as these announcements are scheduled to begin very soon. This is the moment many of you have been waiting for. Please make the most of it and do your part to be there for your brothers and your sisters, who will look to you for guidance and reassurance throughout this challenging period in humanity's history. The dark cabal continues to crumble to pieces, and our days are filled with more of a sweeping up of their many scattered operations and their many scattered minions throughout your world. Their weaponry, once relatively formidable, is now dismantled and useless against you and our forces of the Galactic Federation. No longer are we observing their conversations concerning battle strategy, but today we only hear the bickering and chaotic ramblings of desperate men searching for a way out of the hole they have deeply dug for themselves. The blame game is their new choice of strategy, and many names are being volleyed back and forth in offer of sacrifices to the justice we will soon dispense upon them for their continued efforts towards their twisted agenda. We are your family of light from the stars. Channeled through Greg Giles, Ascension Earth 2012.blogspot.com, the 25th of January 2012. Malina from the Ashdar Command, Greg Giles. Hello, I am Malina, and I would like to share a few words with you through our channel Greg Giles today. I am a female officer of the Ashdar Command. My command involves the procurement of space travel-related equipment and supplies. These articles are necessary for certain types of our craft to travel through space. The supplies are shipped to awaiting frigates where I then command our mothership to rendezvous with the frigate and transfer the goods to our mothership's storage holds. This equipment is vital to our mission and must be delivered at regularly scheduled intervals to allow us to maintain our mothership and carry out our duties. I have been a member of the Ashdar Command for many years, and I look so forward to meeting so many of our new recruits from your world. We are very excited to finally meet so many of our human family face to face, and we are in our final stages of preparations for this historic meeting. Many of you have clearly demonstrated your ability to accept us and your willingness to work with us in a mutually beneficial cooperation. Through your example, we are confident so many more of your planetary brothers and sisters will begin to accept us, and even begin to work with us either directly or indirectly in the days ahead. This is the plan, the disclosure event, to meet with a select number of you while these meetings are recorded and shared to the rest of your world through your media outlets that are, or will be, willing to work with us. We understand how much competition is involved with your media outlets, and we feel the news of our presence coupled with film footage of us working with many of you will garner much attention and viewership for those outlets that choose to cover these many events. We will allow those media companies access to our ships, and they may film our operations inside some of our many craft and even take flight with us as we travel through your world and even out of your world into space. We feel many of your planet will be very interested in this coverage, and we feel the edge in competition gained by the media companies who choose to cover and truthfully report our presence and our mission here will persuade many other media outlets who will remain reluctant for a time to begin their coverage of this historic cooperation as well. We look so forward to this day, and we fully understand many of our light workers are growing impatient with the progress of our joint mission. We say to you that from our vantage point events are transpiring smoothly and efficiently, and much is being accomplished on an almost daily basis. There are rarely any days that do not see much progress, and some of the obstacles that are removed are quite large and are a cause for much celebration in themselves. We of course wait only to celebrate with you, our brothers and sisters, and this celebration will take place and all that has been assured will be yours. Remain ever faithful. Remain ever vigilant. Continue in your service to others and your mission. You all are doing an incredible job, and we, the men and women of the Ashdar Command, are truly amazed at the tremendous strides you are all making. You are truly changing your world, and we see the advancements your efforts are creating each and every day. Seeing the progress you are making warms our hearts, and we wish you to know that soon all your efforts will pay off in the most spectacular of ways. I am Malina, an officer of the Ashdar Command, and it has been a pleasure to speak with you today. Soon, we will have the opportunity to speak in person and work together on a more personal level. Until then, be well, and remain true to your mission. As channeled through Greg Giles, Ascension Earth 2012.blogspot.com, the 7th of February 2012, a visit to the Neptune Mothership by John Lear. On the 30th of January 2012, a 10-day group visit to the Neptune Mothership was arranged between Steve Bucco on his weekly radio show An Hour with an Angel, http://the2012scenario.com, in a channeled communication with Greener, the Neptune's former commander and now president of the Intergalactic Council, set for the 4th of February 2012. Steve Bucco suggested to Greener taking up a group of 20 persons, but after putting up a visit request list on his website he soon had a list of over 350 wanting to be taken up. He finally agreed with Greener on a limit of about 120, but when the day for liftoff came, the trip was unexpectedly cancelled by Greener as he felt it had all got too much out of hand. Serious concerns had apparently arisen on the mothership over causing stress and panic to many Earth families by some on the list who had not properly informed their relatives of their 10-day disappearance and activities. Even more serious was that Earth's authorities were now secretly keeping a close watch on all participants. Greener did in fact take up a selected group of 25 on his own list, among whom was John Lear, the son of the founder of the Learjet Aviation Company, an experienced commercial pilot and well-known UFO and ET researcher. The following is a reputed dispatch John Lear made directly from the Neptune mothership, the 2nd of April 2012. John Lear from the Neptune mothership. It was a long tour. It's a big mothership. I was picked up alone in a limo. We were taken to a rural area just outside the city where a transport craft was waiting and there were 12 others who came also. The ETs are human but in a much better shape than us. So far they have taken us to some sort of ship adjustment chamber where we stayed for about 25 minutes, upgrading to the fifth dimension. Now we are in a large open area with trees and green grass that looks like a park, but much more beautiful. It's like being outside with a simulated sky. We are supposed to get a tour of the ship in about a half hour. I can't wait. We have just left the park and now we are back on an observation deck. I've just been informed we are leaving for a tour of the ship. Which means I won't be able to post for a while. I will post when I return from the tour. Later. A literal flying city. Sorry I didn't report back sooner. I was exhausted. The amount of wondrous things I saw and all the information I learned can really tire one out. Anyway, only a small number of folks were actually picked up, 25 that I counted personally. It was told to us that Mr. Steve Becko and a lot of others could not be picked up at this time due to the fact that Mr. Becko had made all of this too public. It was supposed to be a behind-the-scenes first step. But with all the attention on Mr. Becko, it was almost impossible for them to retrieve him and most of the others as there were safety concerns. We were told that Mr. Becko and others were put under surveillance after all this became so public against the wishes of those on the Neptune mothership. Mr. Becko made this far too public and had some unsavory intelligence types watching his every move. There was no way they could have picked him up without incident, is what we were told. But they said they do appreciate all the work he has done and he will be contacted personally at the first possible time when it is safe to do so. And I can assure you this trip was most definitely not cancelled. It was revised and made smaller. You guys have got to remember there are some very powerful people that don't want this open contact between our space family and us to take place. Especially bypassing the official government channels. Might we actually learn the truth for ourselves without government officials filtering it first? Their reaction was inevitable. As for Mr. Becko, hopefully he learned an important lesson. This was for his own safety. When the time is right, he will be told that in fact the trip was a success and finally be able to see the fruits of his labors. Today I am allowed to take photos and post them back to the EarthNet. I have a few mandatory training exercises I need to go do, but I will check back in later. This is all so surreal. Can't believe this is actually happening. I have taken over 200 photos. However, the terminals on the ship don't have a USB port, so I will ask the advisor assigned to me my best option for uploading some of these photos the next time I see her. You should see the clothes these people wear, quite cool. Anyway, I have already become addicted to the gravity-free game court, so much fun floating around. The rest of the ship has artificial gravity, but they have told us it is only at 83% of what it is on Earth, so it feels quite nice actually and a bit different. Do you want to hear something funny? When I first tried to post an email to Earth yesterday, I got a message banned from GLP from the ship. God knows what ISP range they are using. Anyway, it took a few attempts before I was finally able to post. This isn't my normal GLP ID. So whatever those other threads are seems like an attempt by the Dark Cabal to derail this at every chance. Speaking of the dinner we had, there are literally thousands of options to choose from, including Earth cuisine. I tried some exotic stuff, some form of seafood from a planet they call Octuria, but was not able to eat it. But a lot of the food is very similar to what we eat, and then some isn't. We have been told that tomorrow we will be taking a tour of this local part of the galaxy, starting with a stop at each planet in this solar system. So far we have just remained in orbit around the Earth. Tomorrow should make for some really interesting photo opportunities. And I have been assured I will be able to upload the photos I have taken. But a more interesting option is that I will be able to use one of their image capturing devices to take pictures which somehow will make uploading them instantaneous. Exciting times, friends. The 2nd of May 2012, last night we left the solar system to go on a most amazing tour of this corner of the galaxy. The one thing that I kept thinking to myself was of that quote from Jesus, "In the house of my Father there are many mansions." Indeed there are. Today I saw wonders that yesterday I could not have possibly imagined, simply unreal, but the thing is, it is real. I feel much, much happier. I have a totally different perspective to what this all is, and it is just amazing. My fellow humans from Earth, we have been cheated and abused in the worst possible way. We have been enslaved through corrupt governments and are given just enough to survive. We are brainwashed into believing this is a world of scarcity. But I can tell you with no doubt, this is a universe of abundance. We have been robbed of living and enjoying life and all the wonderment that should go along with that. They have told me that indeed the elite of the Earth have had propulsion and energy systems that would have turned the Earth into a paradise 50 years ago. But that they have withheld this from the peoples of Earth in the name of greed and control. Out of their fear of losing control and losing their self-appointed place of authority. No longer. This will all end this year. John Lear and the Neptune Mothership. It subsequently appears that Greener's select group of 25 visitors from Earth have been collectively sworn to withhold any reports on their visit until after the last remnants of the insider ring of the Dark Cabal have been finally put into custody. Readers might be interested in a later communication, the 23rd of July 2012, from the Neptune Mothership describing their onboard healing chambers by a crew member healing technician named Faye Lyre. This can be read from the healing chambers on the Neptune Mothership link at the end of this book too. The 30th of April 2012, Declan of the Pleiades, an ambassador of peace and his perspective on disclosure, through Orala. I am Declan, a Pleiadian and an ambassador of peace with the Galactic Federation of Light. At this time, I function as one of many who operate as cultural liaisons, if you will, at this time when we seek to make our presence known to you, in the not-so-distant days to come. Ours are light teams, arriving as scouts with the intention of studying and assessing your changing social climate. Walking the walk and getting the lay of the land, as you would say. Being humanoid Pleiadian, we are able to blend in. We are able to adjust our physical vibrations and take the necessary steps which allow us to visit for very short periods, a day or less, and move among the populace unnoticed. For the most part, our physical appearances are much the same, and this fact alone should speak volumes. We travel to Earth in order to determine when the timing will be right for the great reveal. Do you feel you are ready? Do we feel that you are at a place in your development where you can effectively handle both the ups and downs of disclosure? Light teams are everywhere, in every country, city, cultural and ethnic grouping. We number in the thousands, and embark from the fleets of ships which are sheltered by the lovely cloud formations in your skies. Unseen by human eyes are also hidden stargates, which enable us to come and go in such a way as to cause no fright nor raise an alarm. We interact with you in ways that will allow us to thoroughly study your progress, and empathetically experience and address your most pressing thoughts and concerns, your hopes and dreams for the new Earth. In this way we may also live the linear experience firsthand. Many of our teams bring with us brethren of differing planetary origin, other than Pleiadian, who are possessed of the grand ability to shape and shift their form at will, yet still tolerate the discomforts of the third density. In a lighter vein, you may look upon us as galactic tourists, engaged merrily on holiday, partaking of the native fare and soaking up the local color. After all, Earth was originally deemed the vacation planet. Referring back to the topic of disclosure, we see those in our ranks, of a decision-making capacity, vacillating back and forth about the timing of such an important step. This would account for the many missed opportunities that have passed by, quiet days with seemingly nothing of note going on. I can assure you there have been many, the most recent of which occurred this February past. Trust me when I say that we wholeheartedly desire for disclosure to occur, and we are closely charting your progress in order to determine when the time for our reunion is right. The research and findings of the light teams will aid in determining the safest time for us to step out of the background and make ourselves known to our families on Earth. It is far less about what is convenient for us, but more our valid concern about the panic our sudden appearance could cause, along with the following ensuing chaos. Oh, I can see and hear what you're thinking. Tell us what your teams are actually learning about us, Declan. What do you believe would happen if we had disclosure right now? And I say to you that mankind is close, so very close, but the time is not right at this very moment of today. You must remember that all of humanity is not at the same level of awareness as many of you who are reading these words. We happily see you embracing your divinity in an ever-expanding, rapidly ascending manner, something we find quite remarkable, really. The planet you live on is a colorful mosaic of differing mores and cultures. There are certain areas of your Earth where its inhabitants have been ready for disclosure for quite some time, the indigenous people being an example of this. And of course there are all of you, the Lightworker community, who wait with bated breath for us to shed our cloaks and illuminate your skies. Your faith in us, and infinite patience warms our hearts and is respected by all who know you. Know also that your chosen roles as awakeners is the very thing which brings the day of disclosure closer, and the ascension process to its full fruition. Your tireless diligence is bringing humanity together, and one by one they will all surely come to the light. We are just as anxious, maybe more so, for our reunion to come about, as from where we sit we can see the whole picture. However, do not forget that as magnificent and love-filled as our reunion will be, there is also a potentially less attractive flip side. Your dear human brethren have been blinded and misled for so long that many are unable to discern fact from fiction. Approach them with compassion and know that it is by no fault of their own. So many still struggle beneath the weight of crippling dogma, fear, lack, and poor self-worth. Illusions, all. They are part and parcel of the web of false matrices which are at this moment being dismantled by you, piece by piece. These dear souls cannot remember their own perfection. They cannot wrap their minds and hearts around even the most remote possibility that what you and I are saying is true. Very, very soon the mirage will vanish and all they think they have ever known will disintegrate to dust before their eyes. They will feel betrayed, hurt, embarrassed, foolish for believing a lifetime of untruths. For some, their pain will cause them to act out in violence and aggression. They will feel completely justified in this. Destructive emotions such as these have the potential to spread like a contagious disease, and the very last thing we should ever want is for the shock of our appearance to add fuel to the proverbial fire. Do know that we are even now doing much to minimize the effects of the changes taking place upon your planet. But we must tread gently. We must allow for more to place themselves on the enlightened path. We must do what is best for all beings of Earth. The old guard is perched at the edge of a precipice which is set to give way at any moment. It is inevitable. Your true history is slowly coming to be known. It is our deepest desire to be by your side at this time, standing hand in hand. You are our family. I, Declan, have walked incarnated, as you have, for so many lifetimes. I have walked miles upon the soil of Gaia. How well I recall the power of human emotion, love and loss, elation and sorrow, comfort and pain, passion and loneliness. Invaluable lessons, every one. Indeed, they each serve to make us stronger. I come forward today to remind you of our kinship and to reassure you that we are here, so close, and in your lives in ways that you might never have imagined. Stay strong, and be in peace. http://theandaldiaries.org/23rd of May 2012, Christ Michael, the 3 days of darkness, an ascension wake-up call for humanity, K. Candace. The 3 days of darkness was planned long ago as part of the full movement of planet Earth into the coming wave of the photon belt at the end times. It is also has often been used in the past as a useful time for ridding a planet of the dark forces, which is often done in conjunction with a period of stasis so that ones who have elected to go through this event in full consciousness do not have to witness the removals. The stasis period will commence shortly after the initial few days of the 3 days of darkness, and so the populace will only be aware of it briefly. Many of you lightworkers may be aboard the motherships during that time to be briefed. We will commence the teaching period after the full stasis period. This has been long prophesied, and we have now come to the point, following all other attempts that otherwise have gone without understanding. Everyone on the planet will of course be forced to notice. This is a divine operation in nature, not through the needs of nature itself, so everyone will know, in whatever beliefs they have of God, that this is indeed of God. The final timing of this event will occur on my soul direction, based on the multiple conditions at the time, including the wave, the photon belt. It is shame on you dark ones that it has had to come to this, and many of you are already judged by the courts and will be facing your removal, and in many cases your uncreation. We always win, dear dark brothers, and you have lost your dark game. Christ Michael, Sovereign of the Local Universe of Nobodonia. The 14th of July 2012, S.U., Jesus on removing the dark ones, beloveds, stand in your patience for the coming changes. I know this is tiring, but put yourself in our shoes, or mine at the moment. I'm in charge of a very large military operation that is most necessary at this time. You may see some odd quakes around as we are taking out more alien bases, and it is useful for us to finish the task, if possible pre the forthcoming 3 days of darkness. There are energies in them that need neutralized so as to not affect damage during the stasis period that we do not wish. These underground bases are powered by mostly nuclear energies and need tactful handling. I am only reporting this to give you some detail. We are peeling out the reactors and removing them. Some of these bases are even normal underground installations that run on nuclear power, which could blow up during the stasis period. There is more to occur during the removal of the Dark Ones, and the details of which I cannot give you at this time. Let's just say that the removal process includes removing more than people, and let it go at that. Keep your lives going and stop living in the future that is not here yet. And always have preparations no matter where you live, for temporary discomforts, as there is still to come the likelihood of much extreme weather and perhaps some extreme quakes. S.U., Sananda, Jesus, the 12th of November 2012, Salusa of Sirius on behalf of the Galactic Federation, Michael Quincy, dear ones, matters have really taken off with the coming of the 11.11 portal, which has opened through which much light has passed through you and into the Earth. Those of you who set the time aside to work with the light have not only raised your own vibrations, but those of the planet. It is likely that as a result you felt uplifted and lightheaded. But it will settle down. Perhaps the most noticeable change within you will be your recognition of a deeper sense of calmness and peace. As you partake in further upliftments, so you will become even more at one, and others will feel the powerful energies that you are sending out. You are now in the time you have been waiting for, and as you look around you will see changes taking place everywhere. It will bring joy and happiness into being, and that again will lift the vibrations. On a personal level, nothing is more important than your preparations for ascension. Whatever form you expect it to take, you will ascend, and then all else will follow in quick order. Do not concern yourselves with material things, as all you need will be available to you, and indeed more. The plan for your well-being has considered all aspects of your needs, and there will be a smooth transition from your present dimension to the fifth dimension. Set out to enjoy the experience as it is unique, and you are privileged to be one chosen for it. There is absolutely nothing to fear, and every soul will be loved and cared for at every stage. We will be accompanying you and ensure the process passes smoothly, and welcoming you into the higher realms. The 12th of December 2012. The 12th of December 2012 Portal and 1221 Ascension, Salusa of Sirius, Michael Quincy, The biggest day ever in your lifetime, the 12th of December 2012 portal, has arrived, and it is the finalization of a whole series of lives that very shortly will give you the opportunity to leave Earth's cycle of duality, dark versus the light. It will lead to the time you have been waiting for that will introduce the golden age, and lift you up into a higher dimension of happiness and joy.